Welcome to the Warrior's Wrath podcast with your host Josh Robertson. This is a place where we forge ourselves into being fierce warriors, where we focus on the present to make tomorrow count, and we absorb the wisdom and the philosophy of the ancients. There are many situations in life we encounter that aren't meant to be around forever. These could be places, these could be people, these could be things. I'm not quite sure if any of you have any problem with this, but I definitely do. And holding on to situations that I shouldn't be holding on to. Particularly when it comes to groups of friends. Now, you know, there could be friends that could be around and be a close circle of yours for quite a while, but and then it kind of seems like you're an afterthought. It seems like, you know, you're forgotten. Like it didn't even matter in the first place. Now, regardless of the way things seem like they are, these situations, these people, these places, they're not meant for you. You're meant for greater things. And when you encounter things like these, it's part of the warrior's wrath to move forward, to move on. Even if it means walking alone. You need to be grateful for the experiences that you've taken and all the wisdom that you've learned, but understand that these temporary people are so much further beneath you, and that you're meant for greater things. Now, I know that can seem very, very hard, and I can attest for that myself, but The issue with trying to hold on to these situations for any longer than you should is that it just damages you. And you just end up wallowing in this self-pity for far too long. Now, by walking away from these situations with your head held high, it shows that you value yourself. It shows that you understand your worth. And that's a very, very powerful thing. The world will receive that and will understand that, and it mightn't happen immediately, but it will give you what you need when the time is right. Now, Musashi, the warrior I talked about in my last podcast, had two rules that relate to this. His first rule was to accept things as they are. And the second rule is to never let yourself be saddened by a separation. Both of these link in to what I just talked about, in the way that we view things isn't reality. It is merely our own inner representation of it. And that if we allow ourselves to get saddened by a separation that is inevitable, we're only making ourselves feel these horrible emotions pointlessly. So by accepting things as they are and never letting ourselves be saddened by a separation, we are saving ourselves this suffering, as well as moving forward to where we need to be. So the key takeaway that we should have from this is that us as individuals are meant for certain things, and that sometimes life may present us with these circumstances and situations that aren't necessarily too pleasant to face, but we should be aware that it is doing this for a reason, and it is doing this for our own higher good. And though it may be hard, we should be incredibly thankful, because it is preparing us for greater things, and it is moving us in a much greater direction. Thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you were able to take something away from it, and I hope that it was helpful with your mission of cultivating your warrior's wrath. This has been Josh Robertson. Thank you.